biblical character Lazarus isn't the only one to rise from the dead in Israel. The Dead Sea has done the same. The Dead Sea lies in the midst of Israel, Syria, Jordan, and the Palestinian territory. At almost 3,000 feet below sea level, it's the world's lowest land area. The Jordan River is the major water source flowing into the Dead Sea, but there are small perennial springs that also contribute. There are no outlet streams. Today, the area surrounding the Dead Sea receives less than 4 inches of rain per year. Because of the arid climate, evaporation of water from the lake has been greater than water input. As water evaporates, it leaves salts behind, making the Dead Sea one of the world's saltiest bodies of water. At 33% total salinity, it is almost 9 times saltier than the ocean. The Dead Sea has been drying up at alarming rates over the last century, dropping 75 feet since the 1930s. As evaporation and human water consumption increase in the area, some predict the lake will dry up completely. Others say high salinity, which slows evaporation, will keep the lake from growing totally dry. Who's correct? An international scientific team has been studying the Dead Sea's history. They drilled down about 1,500 feet and pulled up core samples stretching back 200,000 years. They found that during a warm period between ice ages, there was a beach at the deepest part of the lake, not water. It was completely dry over 100,000 years ago, before returning to life during wetter times. It seems the Dead Sea may die again, but that doesn't mean it can't be resurrected. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.